Lakers. It's our news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. In Jacksonville, Stephen Clayton was arrested for a hit and run involving a woman near the intersection of James and Main Streets. The 44-year-old woman was taken to a hospital where she was in stable condition as of Friday night. Clayton was charged with driving while intoxicated, leaving the scene of an accident involving a serious physical injury and second-degree battery, among other charges. And this weekend, the Benton community came together in support of a local family facing a battle against leukemia. A blood stem donation registration drive was set up at First Baptist Church of Benton in an effort to find 9-year-old Samantha Andrews' perfect match. Andrews was diagnosed with leukemia in 2021. She went into remission for a year, only for her cancer to return 2 weeks ago. For those who missed the in-person event, there's still a chance to help through the virtual donation drive happening online at dkms.org. And gas prices are slightly down in the state. According to AAA figures, the average price for regular gas is $3.43. That's 4 cents down from last week's average. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Hannah Campbell.
Quarterback, guard, running back. Every position has a role in building success. If you want a position where you can build success in your own career, Lexicon is hiring welders, millwrights, and many more positions. We offer free on-the-job training through our own Lexicon University so you can learn while you earn and build the career you want. Competitive pay, a great health care plan, paid vacation, a sweet 401k plan, and more. Find out more at lexicon-inc.com/football.
At Arkansas State, we want you to go. Go where learning soars, takes flight, and rockets ahead. Go for experiences, internships, and scholarships. We want you to go. Become a state Maine. Are you ready to go? Go.astate.edu for details.